provisional governments and attempts to draft constitutions in Saxony and Bavaria and Prussia and so on, there is also a call made in the spring of 1848 for a national parliament to convene at Frankfurt am Main more or less in the center of Germany. Arrangements were made for elections to this parliament. Its goal, its task, was to draft a liberal constitution that would establish a constitutional framework for a united German state. Elections were to be held to this parliament, not necessarily by universal manhood suffrage. The qualifications varied from state to state. Some were more radical than others. And turnout for these elections was quite low. The first indication in 1848 that the liberals hadn't quite tapped, that the vein of support that they believed they'd tapped was not quite as deep as they had believed. In the spring of 1848, then, the delegates began convening at Frankfurt am Main, at the Paul's Church there, the Paulskirche in German, to begin drafting a constitution. And there, all of the divisions within liberalism, within the liberal movement, would come gurgling to the surface. There were a number of major issues confronting the delegates. One was the already very well-established issue within the liberal establishment of republic versus constitutional monarchy. Was this going to be a republican regime with universal male suffrage, in other words, the radical side of liberalism, or would the Frankfurt Parliament draft a constitution that would create a moderately liberal constitutional monarchy, a la Great Britain? There was also, for the Germans meeting in Frankfurt, an issue that was not on the agenda in Paris, of course, and this is what sort of Germany would be created? Not whether it would be a republic or a constitutional monarchy, but exactly would this be what was called a small Germany, a Kleindeutschland, or a greater Germany, a Grossdeutschland? The small Germany was a Germany without Austria. A Germany that would be clearly dominated by Prussia. A Germany that would be largely Protestant, but with a substantial Catholic minority. Or this Grossdeutschland, a greater Germany, which would include the Habsburg monarchy. This was a very thorny problem. If one thinks about how liberals approaching the notion of nationality, how would they deal with Austria? After all, if one absorbs all of the Austrian monarchy into a greater Germany, then are you also then bringing in all the Italians, the Czechs, the Slovaks, the Slovenes, the Hungarians? How could you build a German state on the basis of nationality if you bring this multinational Habsburg Empire into it, which is a minority is German? And, of course, the Habsburg monarchy was anathema to liberals. It had been the leader of conservative causes all over Europe since 1815, opposed to the very notion of national unification. But as Germans looked around German Central Europe for a royal family that had tradition, that would have some claim on the loyalties of the people, some claim to a past, a continuity. Well, the Hohenzollerns in Prussia were newcomers to this game. The great city of Germany was not Berlin. The great city of German Central Europe was Vienna. How could you have a Germany without Vienna? How could you have a Germany without the Habsburgs? This thorny problem was one that the liberals had to wrestle with. There was also the question of economic reform. The liberals arrived in Frankfurt determined to create a unified national market.